Cambridge English Movers 2, published by Cambridge University Press and Cambridge English Language Assessment 2018. This recording is copyright. CD 1. Test 1. Hello. This is the Cambridge English Movers Listening Test. Look at part 1. Now look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Here's a picture of the farm that we went to on our school trip, Mum.
It's great! Who's that person? The man who's coming out of the field?
With the water? That's Paul. He's the farmer's son.
Oh, he looks busy.
He was.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines. 1. Is that one of your classmates? The child that's with the sheep?
Yes, her name's Claire. She's feeding them.
That's nice. They're very young.
Yes. They were only 6 weeks old, I think.
Two.
And there's Jack. He's walking up the top field to see the cows. Look.
Oh, yes. Was he afraid of them? Cows are huge animals.
Well, he took a photo of them with his tablet and then came back down again very quickly.
Okay. 3.
And I talked to that person. He knew a lot. He helps on the farm.
Do you mean the man who's building that wall?
Yes. He's called Peter.
Oh.
He often has to fix the walls. They fall down a lot.
4. Who's that on the horse?
Let me think. Oh, I know. That's Zoe. It was her first riding lesson.
Did she enjoy it?
Yes. I'd like to try that one day too.
Me too. 5.
And can you see the woman who's carrying the vegetables?
No. Where is she?
Behind the tractor. She's called Julia.
Oh, yes. How do you know her name?
She talked to us about growing different things. She was really nice. We had a great day there.
Good. 6. Now listen to part 1 again. 1. Is that one of your classmates? The child that's with the sheep?
Yes. Her name's Claire. She's feeding them.
That's nice. They're very young.
Yes. They were only 6 weeks old, I think.
2.
And there's Jack. He's walking up the top field to see the cows. Look!
Oh, yes. Was he afraid of them? Cows are huge animals.
Well, he took a photo of them with his tablet and then came back down again very quickly.
Okay. 3.
And I talked to that person. He knew a lot. He helps on the farm.
Do you mean the man who's building that wall?
Yes, he's called Peter.
Oh.
He often has to fix the walls. They fall down a lot.
4. Who's that on the horse?
Let me think. Oh, I know. That's Zoe. It was her first riding lesson.
Did she enjoy it?
Yes. I'd like to try that one day too.
Me too. 5.
And can you see the woman who's carrying the vegetables?
No. Where is she?
Behind the tractor. She's called Julia.
Oh, yes. How do you know her name?
She talked to us about growing different things. She was really nice. We had a great day there.
Good.
That is the end of part one. Part 2. Listen and look. There is one example.
Which teacher gave you that book, Vicky?
He's called Mr. Story.
Mr. Story? It's a great name for a teacher, I think.
Yes, it is.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
It's my new English book, Dad.
What's it called, Vicky?
It's called The Gate. You spell that G-A-T-E. It's fantastic.
Ooh, The Gate. That's a good name.
2.
Is this for your favorite lesson on Fridays?
Yes, the lesson on Friday is always the best.
Why?
Because we talk a lot.
Oh!
3.
How many pages are there in your book?
Lots. There are 98. Look.
Wow, 98.
But on the last 10 pages, there are only songs.
4.
Well, what's the first part of the book about?
The weather.
Isn't it boring to read about that?
No, I like learning about the weather. Because it's different in different countries.
Oh, okay.
5.
And have you got to do some homework today?
Yes. I've got to write about a picture in the book.
Which picture? This one of the mountains?
Not that one. This one. Look, it's a rainbow.
A rainbow. Wow, it's beautiful.
Now listen to part 2 again. 1.
It's my new English book, Dad.
What's it called, Vicky?
It's called The Gate. You spell that G. A-T-E. It's fantastic.
Ooh, The Gate. That's a good name.
2.
Is this for your favorite lesson on Fridays?
Yes, The lesson on Friday is always the best.
Why?
Because we talk a lot.
Oh.
Three.
How many pages are there in your book?
Lots. There are 98. Look.
Wow, 98.
But on the last 10 pages, there are only songs.
Four.
Well, what's the first part of the book about?
The weather.
Isn't it boring to read about that?
No, I like learning about the weather because it's different in different countries.
Oh, okay.
Five.
And have you got to do some homework today?
Yes. I've got to write about a picture in the book.
Which picture? This one of the mountains?
Not that one. This one. Look, it's a rainbow.
A rainbow. Wow, it's beautiful.
That is the end of part two. Part 3. Listen and look. There is one example. Grandpa is telling Jim about different places he goes to. What does Grandpa enjoy doing in these places?
Hello, Grandpa. How are you and how's your new flat?
I'm fine, thank you, Jim. I enjoy living here a lot.
Good.
I go to the library every day after lunch and look at the maps there. I love doing that.
Can you see the letter E? Now you listen and write a letter in each box. One.
I go to the shopping centre every day too. I like helping a man who works there.
How do you help him?
I water the plants when I'm there. It's fun.
Are there a lot of plants?
Yes, there are.
Two.
What about the cinema? Do you like going there too?
Yes, but not to watch films.
What then?
I stop there to have a milkshake. They make the best ones in town there.
Wow!
Three.
The park in the town centre is really good.
Right.
I sit there between 11 and 12 o'clock every day and listen to the radio on my phone.
Do you?
Yes. There's always something good to listen to then. I like being there. Because it's beautiful.
Four.
And is your new flat near the station?
It's not very near, but I enjoy walking there most days.
Why do you do that?
There's a great cafe there with the best cakes in town.
Five.
Oh. And there's a brilliant sports centre here, Jim.
That's good.
The pool's very big, but I don't go swimming there.
What do you do there, then?
Ice skating. I really enjoy that.
That's fantastic, Grandpa.
Yes, I know.
Now listen to part three again. One.
I go to the shopping centre every day too. I like helping a man who works there.
How do you help him?
I water the plants when I'm there. It's fun.
Are there a lot of plants?
Yes, there are.
too.
What about the cinema? Do you like going there too?
Yes, but not to watch films.
What then?
I stop there to have a milkshake. They make the best ones in town there.
Wow!
3.
The park in the town centre is really good.
Right.
I sit there between 11 and 12 o'clock every day and listen to the radio on my phone.
Do you?
Yes. There's always something good to listen to then. I like being there because it's beautiful.
4.
And is your new flat near the station?
It's not very near, but I enjoy walking there most days.
Why do you do that?
There's a great cafe there with the best cakes in town.
5.
Oh, and there's a brilliant sports centre here, Jim.
That's good.
The pool's very big, but I don't go swimming there.
What do you do there then?
Ice skating. I really enjoy that.
That's fantastic, Grandpa.
Yes, I know.
That is the end of part 3. Part 4. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. What can Daisy do now?
Can we make pizzas now, Dad?
Not today, Daisy. I'm too busy, sorry. Why don't you do some piano practice?
I can't do that, Dad. I haven't got my music book here.
Okay. Well, are you enjoying your new e-book?
Yes, it's great. I can read some more of that.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. Where is Lily? Where's Lily? Do you know?
She went for a walk by the waterfall, I think, Mum.
Oh, here's a text from her. She's in the village.
Who's she with?
Her new friend who lives near the forest.
2. Which is Charlie's dad?
What does your father do, Charlie? Is he a teacher, like me?
No, he's a train driver.
Wow! What exciting work! I wanted to be a clown when I was young.
Really? Ha ha!
3. What did Sally see?
Can you bring that garden chair inside, please, Sally?
Okay. Oh, what's that? Under one of the chair legs? Is it a sweet?
Where? Oh, it's a little leaf, I think.
No, it's not. It's a snail, Dad.
4. Who does Nick want to phone?
Who are you phoning, Nick? Your school friend Mary again?
That's right. I want to tell her about Aunt Jane's website.
Oh, can you do that after dinner? Your big brother's here. He's back from his holiday.
Great. Okay.
5. What is the matter with Eva?
What's the matter, Eva? Have you got a stomachache?
No, Dad. My tooth's hurting again. That's all.
Well, would you like something to drink?
No, thanks. Please don't worry and don't tell Mum. She's got a headache.
Now listen to part four again. 1. Where is Lily?
Where's Lily? Do you know?
She went for a walk by the waterfall, I think, Mum.
Oh, here's a text from her. She's in the village.
Who's she with?
Her new friend who lives near the forest.
2. Which is Charlie's dad?
What does your father do, Charlie? Is he a teacher, like me?
No, he's a train driver.
Wow! What exciting work! I wanted to be a clown when I was young.
Really? Ha ha!
3. What did Sally see?
Can you bring that garden chair inside, please, Sally?
Okay. Oh, what's that? Under one of the chair legs. Is it a sweet?
Where? Oh, it's a little leaf, I think.
No, it's not. It's a snail, Dad.
4. Who does Nick want to phone?
Who are you phoning, Nick? Your school friend Mary again?
That's right. I want to tell her about Aunt Jane's website.
Oh, can you do that after dinner? Your big brother's here. He's back from his holiday.
Great. Okay.
5. What is the matter with Eva?
What's the matter, Eva? Have you got a stomachache?
No, Dad. My tooth's hurting again. That's all.
Well, would you like something to drink?
No, thanks. Please don't worry and don't tell Mum. She's got a headache.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Would you like to colour some of this cafe picture now?
Yes, please.
Good. Well, there's a coffee machine. Can you see it?
Yes. Can I colour that brown?
All right.
Can you see the brown coffee machine? This is an example. Now you listen and colour and write. 1.
Now colour the round table, but only the top.
Okay. Can I choose the colour?
Yes, you can.
Then I'd like to colour that blue, please. I've got that color here.
Fine.
Two.
What now?
You can color a star. The one on the floor.
Right. How about green for that?
No. Let's make that yellow.
Okay. That's a nice color too.
3.
We need to write something here, too. Can you see the square board?
The one that says choose a on it?
Yes. Write salad under those words, please.
Okay. We often eat that at home.
So do we. I'd like you to color a cup now.
All right. Can I color the cup that the woman's carrying?
Yes, please. Make it orange.
Oh, I love that color. The man's got a cup, too.
Yes, I know. But don't color that one.
And can I color someone's scarf?
Yes. Color the one that the person at the door is wearing.
Cool. Purple?
Yes. Good idea.
Great. There.
Very good. Thank you for all your coloring. The picture looks fantastic now.
Now listen to part 5 again. 1.
Now color the round table, but only the top.
Okay. Can I choose the color?
Yes, you can.
Then I'd like to color that blue, please. I've got that color here.
Fine.
What now?
You can color a star. The one on the floor.
Right. How about green for that?
No. Let's make that yellow.
Okay. That's a nice color, too.
We
need to write something here, too. Can you see the square board?
The one that says choose a on it?
Yes. Write salad under those words, please.
Okay. We often eat that at home.
So do we. I'd like you to color a cup now.
All right. Can I color the cup that the woman's carrying?
Yes, please. Make it orange.
Oh, I love that color. The man's got a cup, too.
Yes, I know. But don't color that one.
And can I color someone's scarf?
Yes. Color the one that the person at the door is wearing.
Cool. Purple?
Yes. Good idea.
Great. There.
Very good. Thank you for all your coloring. The picture looks fantastic now.
That is the end of the Movers Listening Test.